Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Kelly Moore, and I'm going to talk to you all today about John Adams and who he was. John Adams was born on October 30th, 1735, in Braintree, Massachusetts. John Adams was the oldest son that his parents had. His parents' names are of John and Susanna Bolaston Adams. While John was in school, he was a very strong student. Adams was a college graduate from Harvard College in 1755. Adams then taught school for several years, where he then students law with an attorney. Adams began his law career in 1758 and eventually became one of Boston's most prominent attorneys. Adams married his wife, Abigail Smith, in 1764. Abigail was a minister's daughter. John and Abigail had a total of 5 children together. They had 3 boys and 2 girls. John Adams ran for president in 1789, where he came in second and George Washington came in first place. John was then selected as the vice president and to be side by side with Washington. John Adams was a leader of the American Revolution, where later he was selected as the second president of the United States. Adams won against Thomas Jefferson. He served as president March 4, 1797 until March 4, 1804. He only served one term as the president. At the age of 65, John Adams was ready for a long retirement. Abigail Adams died in 1818. John Adams lived long enough to see his son John Quincy Adams, 1767 to 1848, become America's 6th president in 1824. On July 4, 1826, the 90-year-old Adams uttered his last words, "Thomas Jefferson still survives." He died later that day. What he did not know was that earlier that morning, Jefferson, too, had passed away.